أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن اتبع رضوان الله كمن باء بسخط من الله ومأواه جهنم وبئس المصير. هم درجات عند الله والله بصير بما يعملون. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses number 162, 163 and 164 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the fact that when Allah's Nusrat, Allah's help comes, there is none that can overpower you. And when Allah Ta'ala abandons you, then there is none that can assist you. And the fact that our Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a messenger of Allah, and there is never a possibility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embezzling, or for that matter, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam misappropriating anything insofar as the booty of the war, spoils of war is concerned. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues and Allah says, أَفَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. Then that person who pursues the ridwan, the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, كَمَنْ بَاءَ بِسَخَطٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Can he be like that person who returns with the wrath or the anger from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has divided man into two groups. One group who pursues the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and of course foremost amongst those who would pursue the pleasure of Allah ta'ala is undoubtedly the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, and undoubtedly the forerunner amongst the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam would be our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is very unbecoming upon any person out of naivety, out of hypocrisy, to have ever thought that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have done such a thing, that is to embezzle, to misappropriate anything, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come down for the hidayat of mankind, and hence it was never possible, there was never, forget the possibility, even the faintest imagination of any human being, that such a thing would have occurred in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other group is that person there, then that person that pursues the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Can the two groups be equated? That will never happen. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regards to the group that pursues Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath, وَمَأْوَاهُ جَهَنَّمْ, his abode will be the fire of Jahannam, وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ, and it is an evil abode. With regards to those that pursue the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about their end result. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about where their abode would be. It is taken for granted that when a person has the ridwan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when a person has the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, one does not have to wait for Jannat. One does not have to wait to enter the pleasures of Allah Ta'ala in the hereafter. Once a person has the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then immediately one has that pleasure, then obviously the ni'mats of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala begins immediately in this material world in itself. One begins to enjoy having that pleasure. One enjoys the ni'mats, the boons and the favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, no matter how odd it may seem in this world, no matter what the challenges may be, no matter how difficult it may be, no matter how much a person needs to strive in this world, but there will always be that sukoon, that ease and that comfort in the heart of that individual. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not speak about destination, Allah Ta'ala does not speak about Jannat. Hum darajatun inda Allah. For them are different darajat, different ranks by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. With regards to those who have earned the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, their darajat, their ranks differ by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It varies by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Those who earn the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, their ranks also differ by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One are the ranks of Jannat, one are the ranks of the fire of Jahannam. All differ by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu basirum bima ya'malun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees. Allah ta'ala beholds what they do. In other words, all of it is in front of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sees. Allah ta'ala observes the doings of man. And all of it is in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks once again for the third time the specific function and the duties of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a different manner. One was the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined the function of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a ni'mat that Allah ta'ala had sent him to mankind. And here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a ni'mat upon the believers. And if he is a great boon and a favor that Allah ta'ala had sent upon mankind and upon the believers, then obviously Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's coming being a ni'mat upon mankind, hence there is never a possibility that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam behavior, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq would have been par excellence, and it could have never been that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's behavior would have been unbecoming. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored upon the believers, إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent in their midst a very great Rasul, مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, from amongst themselves. Now here, one important aspect is this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That on the one hand, He is a rahmah for the entire universe. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confines it to the believers. The boon and the favor that Allah ta'ala speaks about is confined to the believers. So we reconcile it as this, that whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was meant to be a rahmah for the entire mankind, but it was the believers who benefited from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. One specific duty and function of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was this, that he recited upon the believers the ayat and the verses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Secondly, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had purified them. In other words, purified them from kufr and shirk, purified them from all debasing qualities, whether it was the qualities of arrogance, whether it was the quality of hasad and jealousy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had purified the sahaba of all of that. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. And then third, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taught them the kitab. Kitab here referring to the Quran Sharif, that despite the fact that they had knowledge of the Arabic language, they had grown up with the Arabic language, but yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had interpreted the Quran Sharif. There were many words of the Quran that they had not understood, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had interpreted it. He had explained it to them. They were in need of the explanation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wal hikmah. And Nabi alayhi wasallam had expounded to them the in-depth meaning of the Quran, the application of the Quran Sharif by word, verbally also, and also by action, which then became the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And certainly they were before the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in manifest error, such deviation, such error, that none were wanting to rule over them, none were wanting to take any kind of reign over the Arabs at that particular time. But after the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forget others ruling over them, they became rulers over the world. Such was the ta'lim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such was the tazkiyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hence such was this boon and the favor and the gift that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.